All right, today we are going to be doing tomorrow's daf, Tisha B'Av's daf. We already did today's daf last night, so we are going to be doing daf Chaf Gimel, Shavuos daf Chaf Gimel. We are holding right now, right after the Mishnah. We read the Mishnah yesterday, last night we read the Mishnah about, the today's shir is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas, Chayef Hege Bas Rav Yonah HaKohen. So we read the Mishnah yesterday about different types of how many violations of a Shavuah there are if with different combinations of Achila and Shtia and things that are in a royal Achila. If you take a Shavuah Shelo Ochel and then your Ochel Vishoseh, are those two separate Chiv? Is it one Chiv? So the Mishnah said that's only going to be one Chiv. If you take a Shavuah that you're not going to eat and a Shavuah that you're not going to drink, so then it's going to be two separate Chiv. So let's see the Gemara now, five lines from the bottom of the page on Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ravan Amar Shmuel. Shavuah Shelo Ochel, a person takes a Shavuah that he won't eat, so this case the Mishnah did not discuss vishasa, and then he only drinks, so chayiv, he's going to be chayiv for that as well, even though he only said shelo ochel, drinking is included in that shavuah. Iba yisei mesvara, viba yisei mekra. We can derive this either from a svara, or we can derive it from a pasuk. So just the very concept of iba yisei mesvara, iba yisei mekra is a concept that's discussed a lot by the Rishonim. If you look at Tosfos, for instance, Iba Yisei Makra, B'sof Perakam de Kedushin, Gabi Kol Sheyeshno Ba'ashchasa, Amar Hachi, V'chein B'kam Makamos, Tosfos says you should know this concept appears several places in Shas, that the same din can be derived both from a Svara and from a Pasuk, V'tema, Kivendika Svara Lamli Kra, but he says, I don't understand. If it's a Svara, why do we need a Pasuk to tell me this din? The Hachi Park Paraklase the Ksubis Kabe Hada Amar Ravuna Minayin La Pesha Asra Pesha Hitir Lamli Kra Svarahu. The Gemara in Mesech Ksubis does raise this idea, this question of why do you need a Pasuk for something if it's already a Svara? And the Gemara seems to assume that, generally speaking, you don't need a Pasuk when it's already a Svara. Hu Asra Hu Sharila, the Gemara asks. When it comes to Pesha Asra, so the Gemara says that it's logical, because if the guy himself made something asr to him, he has the right to make it mutter to him. So v'yesh l'chalek, so Tosa suggests that maybe we could be mechalek to yesh dvarim she'en asvar pshuto kol kach. There are svaras and then there are svaras. Some svaras are very, very strong and very obvious. When you have a very strong, very obvious svara, you would not need a pasuk to teach you that same din. Svara is the strongest form of limud. But when it's not such a strong svara, it's not such a great svara, it's not such a pashta svara, so the pasuk is megala to us about the svara. So when it's not so pshuta kol kach, v'tzarech ha-pasuk lashmianu ha-svara, therefore we need the pasuk to let us know, to teach us the svara. That's why we would have both the pasuk and the svara. The Ritva says that the reason why we bring a raya from both the svara and the pasuk is because specifically when it comes to shavuah, is because we're trying to show that you're going to be chayiv over here when you take a shavuah not to eat and then you drink, that you're going to be chayiv whether you took your shavuah al das loshen bnei adam or whether you took the shavuah al das loshen pasuk loshen akra. So if you took it al das loshen bnei adam, so the svara will show that shtiyah is bechlal achila. If you did it al das the lashon of the psukim, so you won't need the svara. The psukim will show that shtiyah is bechlal achila. The Paras Yosef in the back of the Gemara, the Paras Yosef writes over here that he quotes Ayin Bar Rivzal Shehevi B'Shem Bahag the Lahachi Itzrich Svara Mishum Dibinidarim Halach Achar Lashem Bnei Adam. Along those same lines that the Ritva says, Paras Yosef quotes from the Bahag that the reason we need a Svara over here and the Pasuk is not enough, meaning the exact opposite Kasha Tosos. Tosos said, what do I need a Pasuk? I already have a Svara. In fact, the Paras Yosef, perhaps the more intuitive question, what do I need a Svara? I have a Pasuk. So he says the reason that you need the svara over here is because nedarim are holchen achal lashem bnei adam, and since nedarim are holchen achal lashem bnei adam, so svara is key. The pasuk will only show me what the Torah believes is included in the lashem. We need to know what is included in lashem bnei adam. But then he says, if that's the case, Kramayahani, what does the pasuk help me? If everything is holichakalashim re'adam anyway, what does the pasuk help me? Again, this is assuming not like the Ritva. The Ritva says that the shvuah could be taken in belashim re'adam, or you could have taken the shvuah belashim na pasuk, and therefore that's what we need the pasuk for. Says the Paras Yosef, Yeshlomer mishum debinadarim kamer agamara, leba bahakam ifilgi, demarsavar holichakalashim re'adam, umarsavar holichakalashim re'adam. He says, if you look in Gemara in the Darim daf memtah, it seems that there's a machlokas whether we go achar lashon bnei adam or achar lashon apasuk. So the Gemara is trying to cover its bases l'chol adeos, whether you go achar lashon bnei adam or achar lashon apasuk. It's not that you particularly, when you take a shvuah, choose which kind of shvuah it is. It's no, we paskin the shvuahs achar lashon bnei adam, but it is a machlokas. So in order to cover all the shitos in the machlokas, the Gemara mentions both the kra and the svara. It mentions both the pasuk and the svara. So anyway, ibai same as svara. So with the svara, what's the svara to say that shtia is included in achila? Because a person will invite his friend over sometime, and sometimes he'll say, come, let's nitom midi, and nitom is synonymous with achila, va'ayli, and then they'll go, va'achli vishasu, and they'll go and they'll eat and drink. So you see, when he said nitom, when he said let's go eat, he meant not just eating, he meant drinking as well. So that's the svara. Fractosos, wait a second. Is that a proof that shtia is included in achila? Maybe when he said nitom midi, let's go eat, he meant let's go eat. And then once they were eating, they happened to drink also. But that wasn't included in the original invitation. They just happened to do that also afterwards. So Tosa says, tav nitom midi dazi vachli vishasu v'ishtia lav b'chlal achilahu haylen lahazkir gamashtia. Tosa says no, because if shtia was not included in achila, they should have mentioned that too. They should have mentioned the shtia as well. That's what Tosa wants to suggest, that you still should have mentioned it. Ritva says no. Why would you mention it? Maybe this is part of the way that tzaddikim work. We know that tzaddikim are amar ma'at va'asei harbe. That Avram Avinu invites his guests and he doesn't say he's going to give them a lavish meal with meat and all these delicious things. He invites them for a little bit, a little tea, a little something, and then he showers them with all sorts of delicious foods. So maybe that's what's going on over here. You say bavanito midi, all you mean is a little bit of food, and then you throw on top of it all the shtia, all the drinks. So the Ritva does not accept this explanation of Tosfos. If you see Vayter and Tosfos, Ulfias Svarim Delo Garsinan Ela Azli Vishasu Nichatfei. According to the Svarim that are not Gores, that don't have the Girsa, Ela Azli Vishasu, so makes it's better. What's that talking about? There are Girsos that are Gores in the Gemara that people say to their friends, but Hitom, let's go have something to eat. And not that they then go and eat and drink. They then go and only drink. That's the raya that shtia is b'chlal achila. If you're going to tell me that they're going to eat and drink, that doesn't bring it. That's not a raya at all. Because maybe he only asked them, let's go eat, and they ate. And once they were eating, they happened to be drinking. But that wasn't included in the original invitation. So you have to be goris. If you're goris, that he invited him, let's go eat. And then all they did is drink, that's a raya, that drinking is b'chlal achila. So Tosfos says that's the preferred girsa, that's what the Ritva and all the other Rishonim accept as well. Now, Frek Tosfos, but wait a second, we're trying to prove what's included in Lashon of achila. And what do we say? What's our proof for the svara? Because people sometimes invite their friends and they say, bavinito midi, let's go taste something. Is that the same as achila? Vim tomer, ma'inyin ti'ima, eitzel achila. What does tasting have to do with eating? V'yeshlomer shema b'lashonim avakar l'achila ti'ima. So that's what you have to say, that in the way that they commonly spoke, they would refer to eating as tasting. So tasting and eating, ti'ima and achila, were synonymous. So that is the svara. That's misvara, how we know that shtia is b'chlal achila. So now the Gemara is going to suggest, how do we know it from a pasuk? How do we know from a pasuk that shtia is b'chlal achila? And the Gemara is going to have four different suggestions of how we know from a pasuk that shtia is b'chlal achila. So number one, v'bayi seim akrash shtia b'chlal achila damar reishlakash minayin l'shtia shihi b'chlal achila. How do I know that shtia is included in achila? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'yachalto l'fnei Hashem elokecha b'makom asher yivchar l'shakin shmo sham, that you should go and eat in front of Hashem elokecha in the place that he has chosen to rest his name. name there, and what should you eat there? Maaser de Gancha v'tiroshcha. You should eat the Maaser de Gancha v'tiroshcha. What's tirosh? V'tirosh chamrehu. Tirosh is wine. V'uksiv v'achalta. So even though tirosh is wine, it uses the lashon of achila. So you see that included in achila is drinking as well, because one drinks wine, they don't eat wine. Says Tosfos on the top, v'tirosh chamrehu. But the Gemara in Nedarim says, or in Yuma rather says, that if a person takes a neder, that he's not going to have tirosh, he's only not allowed to have a whole bunch of different sweets, but he's allowed to drink wine. Doesn't that indicate to us that tirosh are sweet fruits or something of that nature, but wine is not included in tirosh? And won't that destroy our entire raya over here? Because our whole raya that shtiyas b'chal achila is working with the assumption that tirosh means wine. So it says, Tosfos Perek Basra de Yuma Parakla. The Gemara asks this kasha in the last parak of Masechus Yuma, Dafayin Vavim Beis. And it says, yeah, that's because by Nedarim, Tirosh, in Lashon B'nei Adam, Tirosh means sweets. But in Lashon HaTorah, Tirosh definitely means wine. So in Achinami, B'Lashon B'nei Adam, if a person takes a neder that he's not going to have Tirosh, he's only Aser B'minei Metika. He's not Aser B'yayin. But we're trying to prove that from the Lashon HaTorah, we're trying to prove that the Lashon of Psukim is that Shtiyas B'chal Achila, and the Lashon of Psukim, Tirosh definitely means wine. Frekta Gemara Vidilma Al Yedei Anigron. Maybe Tirosh means wine, and the reason the Torah calls it Achila is not because Shtiyas B'chal Achila, but rather maybe the way you're ingesting the wine is not straight up. You're having it as part of an Anigron dish. It's a type of food that they would put wine in. Wine would be a major ingredient. So that's what it's saying, that when you're Ochel Tirosh, how would you be Ochel Tirosh? When it's part of Anigron, but not when it's straight. Dam Rabbar Shmuel Anigron Maya Desilki. Anigron is some sort of cooked beet dish that would have wine in it. Achsigron maya dekulu shilki, it should be. The Bach changes it to on the side. Achsigron is a type of dish that has cooked vegetables in it. Shilki are cooked vegetables. That's what the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah, when it tells us about the Isser of Bishul Akum, interestingly, it never says the words Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum is a much later, that phrase is a much later innovation. When the Mishnah talks about things of an Ovid Kochav Nerasser, the Mishnah says Shlakos. Shlakos means cooked foods. So that could be very important in terms of the sugis of Bishul Akum, that the definition of Bishul in regards to Bishul Akum may not be the technical halachic definition of Bishul that you have, for instance, by Bishul B'Shabbos or by Bishul Basar B'Chalav, because Chazal never formulated the Gzeira as a Gzeira of Bishul. They formulated the Gzeira as a Gzeira against Shlakos. So it could be a much more limited type of a gezeira. Steamed foods would be usher to with hot steam to steam foods on Shabbos or for bishul basar b'chalav could be that for bishul akum wouldn't be usher. It's a major discussion. So anyway, but that's the word shilki. But either way, the point is that the Gemara says this is not a raya. This pasuk, that the fact that we refer to tirosh as achila is not a raya that shtiyas b'chal achila, because you could have the wine by eating it as part of an ingredient in a dish that you eat and that you don't drink. So Ella, we're going to have to come up with a second pasuk. Ella Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mehacha. How do I know that shtiyas b'chal achila from a pasuk? Pasuk says, "V'nasata hakesef b'kol asher tava nafshecha b'bakar b'tzon b'yayin u'b'sheichar." You could take your ma'aser sheni money, go bring it to Yerushalayim, and buy any sort of food that you want with it. You could buy bakar, tzon, yayin, v'sheichar. So yayin chamruhu. Yayin means wine. Uksiv, and yet the pasuk goes on to say, "V'achalta." Right? That pasuk says that you should then eat it. We don't quote the whole pasuk over here, but the pasuk continues. Pasuk says, "V'nasata hakesef b'kol asher tava nafshecha." Bakor vatzon v'yayin v'shechar uvichol asher tisholcha nafshecha v'yachalta sham lefnei Hashem elkecha v'smachta ato v'esecha. So he uses lashon of achila. So you see, even on yayin, it's shayich lashon of achila. So frekta gemara v'dom lahakinami al yidei anigron. That's not a raya. Maybe over there also, yayin is drunk, is eaten, not drunk, because yayin can be part of a dish that you eat and not something that you drink. So says the gemara, a third possibility. Sheikh Shechar Ksiv. Same pasuk, but don't focus on the word Yayin, focus on the word Shechar. Shechar means beer. So don't you see? Midi de Meshaka, we're referring to other types of drinks that are that intoxicate a person. I'm sorry, not that we're saying a different item. Yayin ubeshechar, the Gemara is saying, isn't that an indication that yayin over here does not refer to cooking wine? That yayin refers to the kind of wine you would drink to get drunk. Yayin v'shechar means shechar k'siv midi d'mishaker. So that's a raya that it's a midi d'mishaker, that it's something that you would drink to get drunk. That's how Rashi seems to understand the Gemara. Not that we're focusing on a different food now, but midi d'mishaker, Rashi says, kolomar derech shichrus. The yayin that you would drink as a derech shichrus, as a way of getting drunk. So that isn't that a raya that we're talking about a liquid form, not in solid form? Says Gemara, no, you could have it in solid form and also get drunk, also become intoxicated. Maybe we're talking about Dvelikilis. Meaning, now the Gemara is first suggesting, the way Rashi understands it, that Shechar is not explaining Yayin. Shechar is a different thing. We're saying Yayin or Shechar, and Shechar means Midi Dimashakar, that's not Yayin. Something else that's intoxicating. And what is it? Dvelikilis. An intoxicating dvelikilis, which is some type of food made out of dates or something that somehow is able to intoxicate a person. Right? A person needs a dvelikilis. That also could be mishakar a person. How do I know it could be mishakar a person? Detanya, because we have a brisa. Achol dvelikilis v'shasa dvash v'chalav v'nichnas amigdash. If a person eats a dvelikilis or he drinks dvash v'chalav and he goes into the base of migdash v'avan and he does the avoda, chayiv. He's chayiv for that. So again, we don't have a raya that shtia is bechlal achila, because we don't see anywhere in that pasuk that it says that you're drinking anything. It says yayin, but yayin could be eaten. It says shechar, but midi d'mishaker could come in a food form as well. So we don't see anywhere that shtia is bechlal achila. So Ella the Gemara says, final attempt, the fourth and final answer, gamar shechar shechar mi nazir. We learn shechar shechar from nazir. Mala halon yayin, afkan yayin. Just like by a nazir, shechar means Yayin. So to over here, this pasuk that we've quoted in regards to Ma'aser Sheni, Shechar means Yayin. And therefore, if it's talking about Yayin as a Shechar, Yayin as a Midi D'Mishaker, the only way to have Yayin as a Midi D'Mishaker is by having it in liquid form. And therefore, you see the Torah calls it Achila anyway, even though it's in liquid form. So you see that Shtia is Bechlal Achila. Period. That's how the Gemara arrives at the conclusion. If you take a look at Tosas, Gomer Shechar, Shechar Minazir, Frak Tosas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you eat a Dveila Kielis and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, velo gamar shechar shechar minazir. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn shechar shechar minazir, because if he did, then he would say that if you enter the Beis HaMikdash with the Dveila Kielis, you would not be chayiv. So minalei tishtiyah b'chal achila. If he obviously doesn't hold to this gzeirah shavi, he was not lama this gzeirah shavi me'rabav shechar shechar minazir. So where do you? Then according to him, how would you know that shtiyah is b'chal achila? He'd still be stuck. V'yesh lomar tol says the nafka lemisvara the kamala el enochinami. He would have to derive it from a svara. Now that answer Tosos doesn't really work according to what we said before. We were working on before, why do you need a pasuk and a svara? Isn't the pasuk strong enough? And we said no, because the pasuk only covers if you're taking the shvua or if you're paskin that the shvua is b'lashon akra. But if you paskin that shvua is b'lashon b'nei adam, or you take the shvua b'lashon b'nei adam, you need the svara to be separate. So you need both the svara and the pasuk. It's not good enough to have only one or the other. So it's a difficult answer to us for us to say, oh yeah, we just learned it from svara. Rabbi Yehuda will just learn it from the svara. He won't need the pasuk. He'll just have now. This Tosos l'shitaso. Tosos held that the reason you need a svara and a pasuk is not because of the lashon b'nei adam lashon hakra issue, the way the Paras Yosef and others understood, and the Ritva Tosos understood that no, why do I need a pasuk even if it's a svara? Because maybe this svara is not so strong. So you could say Rabbi Yehuda holds this svara is very strong. It's kind of good. You don't have any problem with such a svara. You don't need psukim to reinforce this svara. And that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and everybody else over here. So this is Tosla Shitasa, that this answer would work. If you go with the Ritva and if you go with the Paras Yosef, this answer would not work. So anyway, that's one answer, Tosos. Inami, another possibility. How would Rabbi Yehuda derive Shtia B'chal Achila? After all, he doesn't darshan Shechar Shechar. Inami Gabe Mikdash Dafka Lo Gamar Shechar Shechar. When does he not apply this Gezeirah Shav of Shechar Shechar? In regards to the Mikdash, to say that you're only chayiv for entering the Mikdash and doing the Avoda if you drank wine, but not for other drinks. That's where he's not going to say that. He's not going to say that that's true. He's going to say, no matter what you're intoxicated from when you enter the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayiv. Why? Lefisha Kasav Tala Betir Fadas. Why are you not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash after drinking wine and do the Avodah after drinking wine? Not because there's something about wine, it's because there's something about alcohol. There's something about anything that's going to mess with your brain, anything that's going to make you drunk. Kedaksiv Lahavdil Ulaharos. So it makes plenty of sense that Shar Meshachrim should be included when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Avalinian Meiser, but when it comes to Meiser, and the Pasuk calls it Achila by Meiser, so is there any reason to say that it's not specifically referring to wine, that it has to include the Shar Meshachrim? No. Yalav Shapir Mi Nazir, that we could derive very nicely from Nazir, that just like Nazir is Dafke Yayin, by Meiser it's also Dafke Yayin, and yet by Meiser refers to Achila. So the Rabbi Yehuda would be able to derive from this same Pasuk. And you have to say, Tosel says, that our Gemara is working even within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein mashmak tzas ta'liba detana demechayiv ba'achal dvei l'ki'i v'stahin Rabbi Yehuda masik t'gamar sheikha sheikha min azir. The Gemara raised Rabbi Yehuda's shita as the stum of the Gemara over here. The Gemara raised this idea of someone who enters the Beis HaMikdash after eating ke'ila dvei l'ki'ilis as being chayiv, and that's only Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So the Gemara must be working within Rabbi Yehuda over here, and still derive from Meiser that Shtia is Bechlal Achila. So you have to say such a svara, says Tosos. Now the Ritva says there's another reason to say that Dafka by Meiser we would learn the Gezeirah Shavah and not by Hegdish, not by going into the Beis HaMikdash. The Ritva points out because by Meiser the word Shechar is totally extra and therefore it's Mufna. There are different types of Gezeirah Shavahs. There's a Gezeirah Shavah Mufna and a Gezeirah Shavah She'enu Mufna, or a Gezeirah Shavah Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. But the more open the words that you want to use for the Gezeirah Shavah are, the more unnecessary they are in their original contexts, the stronger your Gezeirah Shavah is going to be. Because if the Gezeirah Shavah is totally Mufna, both of the words are open and available for use for nothing else other than the Gezeirah Shavah, well, that's a very strong Gezeirah Shavah. So says the Ritva, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda might not learn the Gezeirah Shavah of Shechar Shechar in regards to the Mikdash, but might yes learn Shechar Shechar Minazir in regards to Maaser Sheni, is that in regards to Mikdash, it's not Mufna. In regards to Maaser Sheni, it is Mufna. And that could be why Rabbi Yehuda does it. Forget about Svaras, of what the Svara for Mikdash is. It could be that simple. Says Tosfos Vayeter, V'hashanami lo tiksha d'gamar sheikha sheikha minazir leilav mimikdash. Dashem Sheni, this Svaru, k'depricious. He said, now we understand very well why we don't ask that instead of learning sheikha sheikha minazir, why don't we instead learn it from Mikdash, where we see that the opposite is true. That by Mikdash, sheikha includes everything, not only Yayin. So now we understand very well why we're not going to turn to the Shechar of Mikdash and why we instead turn to the Shechar of Nazir. Because the Shechar of Mikdash works with an entirely different Svara. It's all about being intoxicated. It's not about drinking wine per se. Furthermore, Tulsa says another possibility for Rabbi Yehuda, a few lines further, Va'od yeshlamar de Rabbi Yehuda yalef shtia b'chal achila k'di yalef b'yushalmi midichsiv v'chal dam lo sochlu. Rabbi Yehuda might learn shtia b'chal achila from totally different pasuk that our Gemara doesn't even quote, where it says v'chal dam lo sochlu. It says that you can't eat blood, the pasuk says. Blood is a liquid. So why does it say you can't eat blood? So you see, shtia is b'chal achila, that even that which you drink is considered eating. Now, why does our Gemara not quote that drasha? So Tosfos raises the possibility, vi b'shakarash, maybe that pasuk is talking about congealed blood, and that's why it calls it achila, because it's not a liquid. V'atanya dam shakarash ein lo ochav lo mashke. No, but we learned that congealed blood is neither food nor drink. Ela kamo shuhu v'atara kara osa achila. And the Torah calls it achila, even though clearly you're drinking this blood. Now that's a very shvera raya. Why does our Gemara not discuss the idea of the? That seems to be the greatest raya. No, pasuk doesn't say don't drink blood. Pasuk says don't eat blood. If you want to prove that the Torah refers to shtia as achila, is there a greater raya than that? Don't eat blood. So why does our Gemara not bring that raya? So it could be very pashut. What's the shear of blood? How much blood does one have to ingest in order to be chayiv? So the shear of dam is a kezayis. Normally, by shear of all mashkin, the shear is always going to be revius. So why is it? Why is it that the shear of dam is kezayis? It's because the Torah is megala. The dam is called achila. Dam is not called shtia. So if that's the case, that's not going to be a limud for all other mashkim. It's like we said on Shabbos when we discussed the Shal Shudis about Chamar Medina, Rav Shechter Sa'ara, that not every time something is a liquid is it called a mashke, and not every time something is a solid is it called an ochel. So for instance, you have soup. What's the shear of soup? Right, how much soup would a person have to eat in order to require bracha achron or whatever? Is it a shir revius or is it a shir kezayis? So you say luchar, it's a shir kezayis. It's not, even though it's liquid, it's not something that's considered to be a shtia. It's not considered to be a beverage. Dam would be in that same category that the Torah is megalat to us that it's achila, that it's not shtia. Rav Shechter wanted to apply this even to schnapps, even to scotch and whiskey, that he wanted to say that that's not called shtia. Right, he quoted from the Kazhik Lover Gon that that's perhaps the Kazhik Lover thought that's what people are somichan to have very small amounts of it for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. That the shear they held is only a kezayis, not a revius, because they held it at a din of a meichel. Rav Shechter said that that's a very difficult explanation to accept, because if it has a din of a meichel, then it definitely can't be Chamar Medina, because Chamar Medina would have to first and foremost be a mashke. Okay, but anyway, that's in Be'ikvei Atzon, page Mem Aleph. That's Rav Shechter's Var. But anyway, you see this idea of dam being a meichel, even though it's congealed. Okay, I'm sorry. Even though it's liquid, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava, Afananami Tanina, Shvur Shloachal Vachal V'Shaseinu Chayev Elachas. We learned in our Mishnah, you take a shvur that you're not going to eat, and then you eat and drink. You're only chayev once. So Yerm B'Shlam Shtiya B'Chal Achila. If you say Shtiya in general includes Achila as well, Isra Chleil Tana Lashminu Deinu Chayev Elachas. I understand why the Tana needs to tell me that you're only chayev one. Ela I Amrit Shtiya Lav B'Chal Achila. But if you say Shtiya is not included in Achila, Shvur Shloachal Vachal V'Asam. What does the Mishnah need to tell me that if you take a shvur that you're not going to eat, and then you eat and you do a malacha, you drive your car, so you need to tell me you're only chayiv once? Obviously, you're only chayiv once. Malacha has nothing to do with your shvua. So if shtiyah is not b'chlal achila, why does the Mishnah even need to bother telling me that I'm not going to be chayiv separately for the shtiyah? Of course I'm not. Shtiyah is not b'chlal achila. It's a totally different act. Elamai, it must be that shtiyah is b'chlal achila, and that's why it's such a chiddush. So says Gemara, Amalei Abayi Elamai, Abayi Sana. So what do you want to say? You want to say the reverse? Shtiyah b'chlal achila. You want to say that shtiyah is b'chlal achila? Ema seifa, shvur shlo ochel v'shlo eshte. Read weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you take a shvur that you're not going to eat and you're not going to drink. V'achel v'shasin, you eat and drink. Chayiv shtayim, you're chayiv twice. Kivin da'amar shlo ochel itzer le b'shtiyah, ki amar shlo eshte, amai chayiv. If when you originally said shlo ochel that everything becomes asr, drinking becomes asr also because shtiyah is b'chal achila, then why are you going to be chayiv separately for a separate shvur when you say shlo eshte? You already were covered with shlo ochel. Ilu amr shlo eshte trei zimni mi mechayiv tati. If you were to take a shvur twice that you're not going to drink, are you going to be chayiv twice when you drink? No, certainly not. So you say shlo ochel, shlo, and the words mean when you say shlo ochel that means achila and shtiya. Then when you say shtiya again, why should you be chayiv twice? Samalei hasam damr shlo eshte v'hadr amr shlo ochel. D'shtiya b'chal achila isa achila b'chal shtiya. He says, no, there's a big difference. If you said Shalom Eshte first, and then you said Shalom Ochel, so then you're definitely adding something with your second Shavua, right? Because if you first say Achila, so Achila means Achila and Shtia. Shtia does not mean Achila and Shtia. Shtia means only Shtia. So Avalam or Shavua Shalom Ochel, the Shalom Eshte, Va'achel V'shasa, Mai. But what if a person were to say a Shavua that I'm not going to eat, and that I'm not going to drink, and then he eats and drinks, what would be the din? Then Eino Chinami, Eino Chayev, Ela Achas. He'd only be Chayev once. Why would you be Chayev twice in our Mishnah? Because you first said Shlo Eshte, and then you said Shlo Ochel. It's interesting that the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah already knew, prior to beginning the Mishnah, we already know whether Shtiyah is B'chal Achila or not. and that the whole formulation of the Mishnah is assuming something about Shtiyah B'chlal Achila. Meaning, why don't you just say that, yeah, maybe that's Hagufa, what the Mishnah is trying to teach me, whether Shtiyah is B'chlal Achila. The Gemara makes this assumption. If Shtiyah were B'chlal Achila, then what's the Mishnah teaching me about? Well, maybe that's Gufa what it's trying to teach me. Tosfos raises this point. Right? If Shtiyah was not Bechlal Achila, the Gemara wanted to say, so why would you need a mission to tell me that you're not Chayiv for Achila and Shtiyah separately, if we're not Bechlal Achila? Because you're not Chayiv for, obviously, for doing Malacha, for anything that's unrelated to the Shvua. So Frek tells him, Tomer, Dilmehi Gufa Asol Hashminan. To Shtiyah, love Bechlal Achila. Maybe that's what the mission is trying to tell me. That Shtiyah is not included in Achila. That's why it tells me that you're only chayiv once. Not because I already assumed whether Shtiyah is b'chlal achila or not. So it says those Yeshom and Dim Kain have the missing Shvur Shalachal Vishasa Potter. If it really wanted to tell me Shtiyah is not b'chlal achila, it would have come up with a much more straightforward case. You take a Shvur that you're not going to eat, and then all you do is drink. So are you chayiv or Potter? So to tell me Shtiyah lav b'chlal achila, it should have just said that case and said Potter. If it wanted to tell me Shtiyah b'chlal achila, it should have said that case and chayiv. Right, that would have been the straightforward way of teaching it. So it must be that the Mishnah is already working with an assumption of whether Shtiyah is B'chlal Achila. The Gemara is just trying to figure out what that assumption is, but it must have been working with an assumption already. Ihachi, so frankly, Gemara, wait a second. If that's the case of the Mishnah, that Shtiyah is B'chlal Achila, and if you were to take a Shvur Shalo Ochel V'Shalo Eshteh, the second Shvur is meaningless because you already Shtiyah was already included in the first Shvur. It's only if you say Shalo Eshteh V'Shalo Ochel that the second Shvur is going to be meaningful. Ihachi at the Tani Reisha Shvur Shalo Ochel V'Ochel V'Shasa Einu Chayev Ala Achas. Instead of the Reisha saying if you take a Shvur that you're not going to eat and then you eat and drink, you're Chayev once. Listen, Shvur Shalo Ochel V'Shalo Eshteh Einu Chayev Ala Achas. Let it say if you take a Shvur that you're not going to eat and that you're not going to drink, that you're only Chayev once. V'Kol Shkei Shalo And then for sure, if you just say Shelo Ochel, that you're going to be Chayiv only once, and that you're not going to be Chayiv too. Elo Liolam Kitaktani. So rather, go back to our original gears in the Mishnah. The Shvuah, the order of your Shvuas was Shelo Ochel v'Shelo Eshteh. V'Shayni Hacha, Kivin Damar Shelo Ochel v'Hadar Amar Shelo Eshteh, Goli Adaitei Da'ach Achil Damar Achil Grei Desahi. Achila is one of those words that can mean different things in different contexts. It's like behema, for instance. We have the word behema we've mentioned recently. Behema sometimes means animal life. Sometimes it means domesticated animals as opposed to a chaya. So sometimes chaya is included with chal behema, sometimes it's not. Achila sometimes means very specifically eating as opposed to drinking. Sometimes it means eating and drinking. So you're right, Shtiyah is b'chlal achila. But if the way you're speaking indicates that when you use the word achila, you did not mean Shtiyah, so then Shtiyah is not b'chlal achila for you. So if you say, come and eat at my house, so clearly I mean come and eat and drink at my house. But if I say, come eat and drink at my house, so what did I mean by eat? I must have not meant drink. Right? So over here, when you take the Shvuah Shalo Ochel, and then you follow it up with V'Shalo Eshteh, you're being megala that when you said Shalo Ochel, you meant only Achila and not Shtiyah. You meant the more narrow definition of the term Achila. And therefore, that second Shvuah of Shtiyah is in fact a meaningful Shvuah. Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is very meduyak to assume that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila. Why? Shvuah Shalo Ochel V'Achal Ochlin Shein Ruin L'Achila V'Shasa Mashkin Shein Ruin L'Shtiyah Pater. Haru'uyin chayiv. That implies that if you eat or drink something that is ra'uy, you're chayiv. V'amayah shvur shlo ochel kamar. But after all, you only took a shvur that you're not going to eat. So why, if you drink something that is ra'uy l'shtiyah, would you be chayiv? You only said you're not going to eat. So it must be that shtiyah is b'chlal achila. Says Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Dilma da'amr tarti, shvur shlo ochel, shvur shlo eshteh. Maybe the case is where you took two separate shvurs. One shvur shlo ochel and another shvur shlo eshteh. Fine. The Mishnah then went on to say, if you take a shvur that you're not going to eat, and then you eat five different types of bread, you're only chayiv once. But if you take a shvur that I'm not going to eat oat bread and wheat bread and rye bread and spelt bread, right, and you specify in the shvur all the different types of bread, then you're going to be chayiv al kolachas va'achas for each and every different type of bread that you go ahead and eat. Says the Gemara, v'dilma lemiftar nafshe me'achrin asakasi. Maybe the reason he specified all those breads is not because he wanted to make multiple shvuos. He wanted a separate shvur on wheat bread and oat bread and rye. No, maybe he's just saying it to show that when he says achila, he really still wants to be able to eat everything else. other than these kinds of breads. So he had to specify specifically which kinds of foods. He wants to go on a diet, and he knows that he doesn't have any self-control, unless he takes a shvua. He's a very religious man, so if he takes a shvua, he knows he's not going to eat these things that aren't good for him. So he says, I'm not going to eat chocolate cake, or this cake, or that Danish, or whatever, but he doesn't want to not eat, he still wants to eat other things. Right? So that's all he's doing. Maybe that's his intention, not to make multiple shavuos. Says the Gemara, if that were the case, have lay the name of chitin usarin v'kusmin. He should have just said chitin usarin v'kusmin. Why does he say pas chitin, upas orin, upas kusmin? So it's by specifying each one, that's clearly a separate shavuos. He's trying to be mechalik into separate shavuos. V'dilma lachus, maybe if he just would have said chitin usarin v'kusmin, you would have gotten the impression that he doesn't want to eat raw wheat, raw spelt, raw oat. Right? That's different. That has nothing to do with bread. So in order to make it clear that he's referring to bread and not just the grains, he had to say pas. Not to be mechalik into different shvuos, says Gemara, no, davele the memer pas chitin usarin v'kusmin. He should have started with the word pas and then said, bread of chitin usarin v'kusmin. Says Gemara, no, that still wouldn't have been so clear. V'dilma pas chitin lechal, maybe that would have meant he's not going to eat wheat bread, and usarin v'kusmin lechus, and he's not going to eat these other grains raw. No, says Gemara, but this is what he could have said. Davele the memer pas chitin vishel sa'orin vishel kusmin, bread of wheat and of sa'orin and of kusmin. So clearly when he says pas for each one, he's trying to be mechalik into different shvuos. Maybe if he would have said that, it would have implied that he's only not going to eat bread made out of all these different things put together, right? Pas shel chitin v'shel sarin v'shel kusmin. Maybe it just means all of them mixed together. Ema v'chein shel sarin v'chein shel kusmin. So no, he still could have said pas shel chitin v'chein shel sarin v'chein shel kusmin. Clearly, he's talking about different loaves of bread. He doesn't have to still mention the word pas by each and every one. Pas pas lamali. Why does he mention pas by each min? Shema minel v'chalik. It must be that he's coming to make multiple shavuos. So he said that if a guy takes a shavuot that he's not going to drink any drinks, wine and beer and all different types of drinks, he's only going to be chayv once. But if he takes a shavuot that I'm not going to drink yayin v'shemen udvash, and he lists off all these different mashkim, and then he goes ahead and he drinks them all, he's going to be chayv for each one individually. So bishlam ha'asum dam mi'asrolei pas pas l'chiyuva. So says Gemara, wait a second. By the case of the foods, the diuk was that he wanted to take multiple shavuos was because he kept on saying pas before each min. So that's how we know that he wanted to take multiple shavuos on each type of food. Elahacham I have a lemeimer. But what about over here by the drinks? He doesn't say any extra words. Dilma lemifter nafshe mashkan achrini kasi. Maybe the reason he mentions three or four specific drinks is because those are the only drinks that he really wants to ask himself in. Everything else he wants to be mutter, not because he wants to take multiple shavuos. Now the case over here must be dealing with that the drinks are right there in front of him on the table. He should have said, I take a shavua not to drink these. No, if he just would have said that, one might have thought, I'm not going to have that beer, but the beer that's in my refrigerator at home, that one I'm going to have. So that's why he has to. That's why he has to be more specific. No, he said a shvur that I'm not going to drink like these, anything like these. Well, like these, what does like these mean? Maybe he just means to say, I'm not going to drink anything that's anything less than this or more than this, right? I'm not going to drink anything that's exactly this size, but a larger keg of beer that I will drink, a smaller can of beer that I will drink. So the case must be where he says, I'm not going to drink mimin elu, from these minim, from these types of drinks. But if he would have said that, then you would think, okay, he's not going to drink others of this type, but that beer that's right in front of him on the table, that he will drink. So say that he takes a shvur that he's not going to drink these or anything else from their min. And that's how you know that he's saying separate shavuos for each and every one. So Ravach Breid Ravika Amar Abim Misraiv Bo Chaveru Askin. Now the case is that his friend keeps on bothering him. Damlo Bovash Seimi Yayin Shemen Udvash. Where his friend keeps saying, come and drink with me Yayin Shemen and Dvash. Tayilo Lomar Shavuos Shalash Seimach. He should have just said, he should have responded, I take a shavuot that I'm not going to drink with you. What am I not going to drink with you? Everything you just asked me to drink with you. Yayin Shemen Udvash Lomali. Why does he then have to specify Yayin Shemen Dvash? must be l'chayev al kalachas v'achas, must be that he's trying to be chayev for each and every one. That he's trying to take a separate shvuah for the yayin, separate shvuah for the shemesh, separate shvuah for the dvash. Must be that he's taking separate shvuahs for each one. Tanan nasam, tein lichit nesarim v'kos min sheyesh li biyadcha. Someone says, this is a Mishnah regarding Shavuos HaPikadon. Someone says, I gave you my grains to watch for me. So please give me the Chitin Sarin and Kusmin that you're watching for me. Shavuos Shein Lecha Biyadi Klum. The guy responds, I don't have anything of yours. Einu Chayev Ela Achas. He's only going to be Chayev once for that Shavuos HaPikadon. He's not going to be Chayev separately for the Chitin Kusmin and Sa'arin. Shavuos Shein Lecha Biyadi Chitin Sarin V'Kusmin. But if he says separately Chitin Sarin V'Kusmin, Chayev Kalachas v'achas. Then he's going to be chayiv for each and every one individually. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan filu pruta mikula mitzarefes. Even if you have a pruta from all the chit and sarun and kusmin together, it's all going to be mitzarev to a shava pruta that you're going to be chayiv shvuas hapikadon for. So pligi beravacha v'ravina. Ravacha and Ravina had a machlokas about that case. Chad amar aprati mechayiv aklali lo mechayiv. When you say that you're chayiv for chit and sarun and kusmin separately, does that mean you're chayiv three or four? Chit and Sarin Kusmin separately, plus the general Shavuah for all of them? So, Aprati Mechayiv, Aklali Lo Mechayiv, only for three. The Chanam and the other Shita says, no, Aklali Naim Mechayiv, Yechayiv for four as well. So that's true by Shavuah Sabikadam. Hachamai, what would be the din over here? Amarav, by Shavuah's Bitoy. Amarav HaHachi Hashti, you can't compare. Hasa Mechayiv, Aklali Mechayiv, Aprata, Da'i Mishtava, Hadar Mishtava, Mechayiv Tarti. Over there you could be Chayiv for the general as well as for each specific one, because if you were to take multiple Shavuos, you'd be chayiv multiple times for Shavuos HaPikadon. But hacha, Yisal gadai techitza b'chala, prati amai mechayiv, mushpav omidhu. But over here, if you take a Shavuah on the general, that I'm not going to eat, or I'm not going to drink, and then you take a separate Shavuah on each individual drink, the second Shavuah is not chal, because the Shavuah can't be chal on an already existing Shavuah. And therefore, there's no machlokas over here. Over here, you can't say it's akloli ve'aprati, it has to be dafka aprati. Okay, we'll pick up not tomorrow, on Wednesday, as Hashem. At the two dots.